In this next tape, we're going to begin by discussing the first three steps of the program. In steps 1, 2, and 3, we begin to experience what we call in recovery a change in attitude. What so many of us have experienced as a result of our dysfunctionalities and our codependencies, we have experienced kind of an attitude inside of ourself. And that is an attitude of what we call in the program stinking thinking. What we do is we basically look at life through the eyes of negativity. We then begin to look at life through the eyes of things that are wrong. And as a result, what happens is we then begin to experience in life everything through a negative perspective. In these first three steps of the program, we will now go on a journey to begin to experience the beauty of life, to look at life through a different set of glasses. And so what we're going to try to do is help you to change your glasses, to change your outlook, to change how you view life. Let us begin now with the first step. We equate these steps to almost like the concept of a three-legged stool. These three steps work together as a unit. They are connected. If one is missing, there is imbalance. And that's why it's so important to put these steps together and work on them as the first stage of our process of growth and recovery. In step 1, we admit it, we're powerless over our afflictions, that our life had become unmanageable. In the first step, we begin to admit and look at the unmanageability of our lives. We look at what life has done to us. We look at how we have developed life so that it does the things it does to us. And so now in this first step, we begin to experience the gift of all recovery, the most powerful gift of all recovery, and we call that our powerlessness. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams or your wildest imagination that someone would actually say to you that the greatest power you have in life is to be powerless? It's so beautiful and it's so special because so many of us live in this world of control, in this world of manipulation, that we have to learn the beautiful gift of experiencing powerlessness within ourselves. The way in which I try to describe the first step is very simple, and one thing I will try to do through all of these steps is bring them on a very simple level so you can begin to understand them. In the first step, what I have done is I have taken 5 simple basic words, and these simple words are a way for us to look at the step through the eyes of recovery. The 5 words are unmanageability. Second word, denial. Third word, powerless. Fourth word, admit. And the 5th word, accept. Now notice in the setup of these 5 words, notice the word that is in the middle. The 3rd word is powerless. Whether you will realize this or not, in this program, the higher power will give to each and every one of us as people, the higher power will give us 2 beautiful and special gifts. You may not think they're beautiful and you may not think they're special, but the deeper you get into recovery, the more this will make sense to you. The 2 greatest gifts of all recovery are powerlessness and pain. One thing about all of us as human beings, we learn from our pain. We learn from those situations that make us powerless. You see, whether you realize it or not, each and every one of us has a choice. It's a very simple choice. When we experience in our life the process of pain and powerlessness, every time you experience something happening to you in life, you've got a choice. You can either admit to it or deny it. Now, it's kind of interesting when you look at life. So many of us rarely admit to anything. So what do? One of our natural tendencies in life is to deny things. It's almost psychological. It's almost like inside of our psychic. What we do all the time is we always deny what's real. Why? Because we don't like to feel the pain of admitting.